Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Bilderberg 08, and our hero, Alex Jones, is out in Chantilly, Virginia, getting the scoop. Getting the tough things on camera, showing you the security, trying to show you who the elitists are, who this 125 are, the people that really run the country and the world, folks. You know, there's a reason that you've never heard of Bilderberg, or you've just heard about it in the past few years, or if you've been listening to this program, this is about the only program that covers it. You know, the Patriot Movement, sure, they cover it, but there's no one as big as Alex Jones. So you've probably heard about Bilderberg on his program. Or maybe on a television special where they, you know, said it was nonsense or tried to marginalize its importance. Well, it's not marginally important. Watch Endgame, okay? Endgame really breaks down how these guys are eugenicists. They don't care about you and me. They really do believe that they are superior. And they're going to stop at nothing, folks, until they get their one world government, their new world order. And that's not my term for it. Again, let's run down some of the names that have used that term. H.G. Wells. Hitler. Henry Kissinger's been talking about it since the 70s, openly. Okay? George H.W. Bush, Dick Cheney back in the 90s couldn't stop using the phrase. The mainstream media had to use the phrase. I've got Bill Clinton, when he was running for president in his first term, talking about the New World Order in this new age. Okay? Tony Blair, Gordon Brown is pushing for a New World Order. Just type it in. Just type in those names in a little Google search next to New World Order, and you can listen to him say it yourself. This is not our term for it. It is their nomenclature. It is their great idea. And they want to sell you on it's the rule of law. It's the rule of their law. They're going to decide who gets what. They're going to decide where you live. They're going to decide what you eat. And I'm telling you, they're there to poison you. And if there isn't a better example than vaccinations, I don't know what is. So I'm going to cover this Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey's D.C. march that just took place. Now, I'll admit I'm not too crazy about the shirts they're wearing. They're wearing a shirt that says green are vaccines. We all know the green movement is nonsense. It's all about a carbon tax. It's all about getting you into a system where you pay for the amount of cars you have, where you pay for the amount of garbage you produce, where you pay for the size house you use, where you pay a tax. This is taxing you for how much energy you use. Because we're bad. We're human beings. We consume too much. I mean, we obviously are too much consumers. In fact, last night, I didn't finish it, but I watched a little bit of What Would Jesus Buy? And maybe I'll bring that up after this. But let's read this article. Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey led the Green R Vaccines March rally and press conference at the Capitol Building, West Capitol Grounds in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joined the couple as a keynote speaker at the event aimed at battling to eliminate toxins from children's vaccines and to encourage national health agencies to reassess mandatory vaccine schedules. Honestly, Robert Kennedy Jr., although I don't agree with him on a lot, is one of the better politicians out there. We have been inspired by Mr. Kennedy's support of mother's positions and vaccines in the groundbreaking article, Deadly Immunity, McCarthy told press of Kennedy's appearance. His continued efforts are greatly appreciated. According to a Sun Herald report, Jim and Jenny have said that they do support immunization like many parents and experts in their medical community, although they and their many allies feel that the children are receiving too many vaccines, absolutely, too soon, absolutely, many of which are toxic, absolutely. Thimerosal, bad. SV40, that's simian virus 40, known to cause cancer in apes and other hominids. It's absolutely ridiculous. Their goal is to demand a safer vaccine supply and schedule for our children. But that's not the goal in the mainstream media. I can assure you of that. Let's play this delicious Mercury clip that ran all over the country. Oh, I guess we're going to have to play it on the other side. But we're going to play that clip because Mercury's good for you. It's delicious. It's anything but. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Our
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. I'm Jason Burmes subbing in for Alex Jones. My little website is loosechange911.com. I want to let everybody know about eFoods Direct. I never thought it would happen in this country, especially in New York, but I got a call from my brother a couple weeks ago, and he told me that they were actually rationing rice and wheat to 3 bags per person at Sam's Club and BJ's. And that is unheard of. When in this country are they going to put a limitation on how much food you can buy? Well, you don't have to worry about that if you go through eFoods Direct and call 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. And get with them. They're going to make sure that you have storable food that lasts up to 10 years. It's our biggest sponsor. Please go out and support them. It supports us. All right, that being said, we need to play this this little YouTube clip where they tell you how delicious mercury is for you. Yeah, it's good. You know, mercury-containing vaccines are going to be good for your kids. They're not going to cause autism. You know, it's only up 10,000% from when it first started. But, you know, that's just because we didn't know how to diagnose it. That's what the detractors are going to say. Total bull. Total bull. All right, let's go to this clip.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to 2 new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Nonsense. These preservatives are delicious for your kids. Please. All right, so I just want to say, you know, Jenny McCarthy, Jim Carrey, keep it up. You know, you need to expose this lie. I think Jenny McCarthy might be hip to some other things. She called her book Louder Than Words, and that, of course, is our company. The guys that put together Loose Change, our little company, is Louder Than Words, LLC. So big ups to them. We're going to have Luke Rudowski on in about 5 minutes. He's outside of Bilderberg. He's got some breaking news for us, not only about Bilderberg, but about the Gary Talis arrest story. They tried to frame him up and say that he had actually attacked a crippled girl with cerebral palsy. You may have heard that interview. It's absolutely ridiculous. Gary Talis is one of the most gentle human beings that I've ever met in my life, and he would not hurt a fly. All right, let's take a couple callers before that. Let us go to Tony in Chicago. Tony, you still with us?
Yeah, Jason, how you doing, bud?
How you doing, Tony?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to, first of all, as far as the mercury thing goes, what's really funny is I'm from down around, down in Missouri. I used to live just west of Mississippi, and they tell you not to eat fish out of the Mississippi River because of the mercury content.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But anyway. There's been a lot of preconditioning going on, and I don't know if y'all have noticed it. If I can just have a couple minutes, Jason.
Sure.
There's been a lot of preconditioning. I'm from up in Chicago, the Chicago control grid. And right now there's a lot of talk about the nuclear thing with Iran and the backpack nukes and the selling the stuff to the terrorists. In 1999, a document was it was given out to the Army. I had a friend in the Rangers who got out in 2000. I have the document in my garage stating the threat of a backpack nuke in the Midwest and the thing about that is when this happens, because I don't know about you, Jason, but I'm really nervous. I feel there's something in the air fixing to happen right now, and I'm like terrified. I want out of Chicago just desperately. But anyway, what this document, the preconditioning with that, it's not on us, of course, the citizenry, is that we're all going to be awake to false flag by the next time this happens. And the military, no, the soldiers, they'll declare the martial law, and the soldiers will not listen to us. The career guys who are leading the show, they're going to tell them, oh, we heard about this back in 99. We knew this was going to happen. This, of course, it's Iran or whoever, Eurasia or East Asia, whoever they decide to pin it on.
Well, obviously, we've been totally preconditioned to accept a backpack nuke, some kind of a dirty bomb. It's been all over television, you know, from 24 to Jericho to a lot of the movies, even. If it's not a nuclear attack, it's a bio warfare attack. It's all about contaminate, contain, control. I mean, you look at like 28 days later, 28 weeks later. What else? Even the Simpsons movie was all about a biocontaminant. And then, if you were listening earlier, that whole thing in Plum Island, giving Homeland Security the directive over foot and mouth disease and all these other biological weapon tools, and now they want to put their facility right next to cattle ranches? That's not good news for us. Yeah, no.
Oh, I hear you. And why would they remake Andromeda Strain, one of Michael Crichton's less popular books that got ripped off in a movie called Outbreak?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they remake that again?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I actually just watched the original Andromeda Strain movie. I know there's a new miniseries. I haven't checked that out. Yeah, but it's scary stuff. Thanks for the call, man. Let's jump to Stefan in Oregon. Stefan, are you with us? Did he drop? Stefan?
Yeah, I'm here.
What can I do for you today, sir?
Yeah, I got a point about, I just want to thank Alex for the amalgam story.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to YouTube and we search under poison gas, you can watch a really good video on it. And then you can do another search for nerve and mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows how it destroys, the protein building when dendrites are growing between nerve cells.
Yeah, plaques in the brain. It creates these plaques, these walls, and you know, it basically gives you brain damage. Mercury is not nutritious. It is not good for you.
Well, I was watching TSI, and I know it's junk science, but they actually killed a guy with selenium.
Mm-hmm.
And what cued him into it was the ridges in the fingernails. I started looking at my fingernails, and I was like, wow. Wow, I can't believe that. And then all of a sudden, I figured out about amalgam from Alex, and I was like, That's it. That's why I've been such a jerk lately, because I've been poisoned, and perpetually poisoned with mercury.
Yeah, I mean, mercury poisoning, it's out there, folks. It's not good. I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to Luke Radowski out in front of the Bilderberg Conference. Luke, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I can't tell you, it's amazing out here, man. There's about 100 people outside the main entrance to the Bilderberg meeting out here, and I'm telling you, it's amazing what we just done.
Yeah, it's amazing that 100 people are out there. I mean, from 2 years ago when Alex went to Canada, maybe there was 15, 20 people out there. It's just grown so much. The awareness has grown, and they brought it to D.C. where they could run a very large-scale security op, a very large intelligence op on this one. And as I understand it, you guys are out at the main road, right?
Yeah, we're at the main road. The police and Secret Service tried to bully us and try to make us move across the street away from the main entrance.
Mm-hmm.
At first, police officers came. There was no problems. Everything was cool. Then there was a Secret Service agent who came to the police department afterwards. They spoke for about a half an hour, and then the police came, and they wanted to speak to the leader. And I knew they were selecting people so they could isolate them and then use them to whatever they wanted to move us. And I told everybody just to gather up, and everybody just said we're all leaders, and we all speak for ourselves. The police department wanted us to move to another side of the street where there was no crosswalk even. When there was it was a very dangerous situation in the first place, but they did not want us in the main entrance right where all the cars are going.
Well, obviously, they don't want you to catch film of these guys, these 125 elitists. And I don't know if you've been listening in, but get this, Luke. The Department of Justice, with our tax dollars, ordered 125 specially engraved iPods from Macintosh that say Bilderberg 2008 on the back. And they ordered
wow.
them to Chantilly, Virginia. So our tax dollars pay for their fun. Isn't that lovely?
It's crazy. I mean, the police were basically trying to bully us and push us away from the main entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And we just all stood up, and we all gathered, and we said, we're not leaving anywhere. And the main spook, the main Secret Service guy, he just ran away, and we just, you know, all of us just spoke to the police officers. We just said, we're not going anywhere. This is our basic freedom. This is America. We have every right to stand here on this street corner, on this street where all the elite are going to be coming in. The police officers then went away, deliberated, and as they were coming back, I gathered everybody up, and we just started screaming, freedom and USA. And then they backed off, and they apologized, and they said, well, yeah, you could be here. We're sorry for bothering you guys. And they let us be there, and freedom prevailed today. They can't bully us. They can't push us. We're going to be here. We're not moving anyway. We're not going anywhere. We're going to start a live video feed on WeAreChange.org so people could see everything going on at the Bilderberg around 5 o'clock today. Go on WeAreChange.org. You'll be able to see live what's going on. We also have a new confrontation video with Hillary and Bill Clinton where we talked to them about the Bilderberg. It's coming out today. I'm uploading the video.
What did Hillary
right
have
now.
To say? Because she's denied even knowing what Bilderberg was.
Exactly. And I talked to her press secretary, and he also denied it. And then I told her, what about in 2006 where she was reported to be there, and there's eyewitnesses that saw her there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, I don't know nothing about it. I can't talk to you about it. And he just walked away. We asked Bill Clinton, how come there's no press? How come there's no media? How come it's not public what happens at Bilderberg? He just said, I don't know. I was in there since 15 years, and he just walked away.
For 15 years? Hold on. Hold on. He's saying now that he only went in 92 with Vernon Jordan?
That's all he said. He said
come
he only
on. He was there in 99,
ago.
And he knows it. He knows he was there in 99. Come on. All right. I want to shift gears really quick, Luke. The Gary Talis situation. You were at court yesterday. Why don't you fill people in on that?
Yeah, we went to court yesterday, and they offered Gary 2 years probation for everything that happened. And we declined because Gary's innocent on all charges. And the first thing the prosecution brought up was how Gary brought up the guy who beat him up, brought up his personal information all over the internet and harassed him. That was never the case. The two lawyers deliberated with the judge, and then it came to a circumstance where there was no evidence of that happening. They made a false claim. The prosecution made a false claim against Gary, saying he's releasing private information of this gentleman who attacked him.
All right, Luke, hold over till the next segment. I want to discuss this because this is a big story, the Gary Talis arrest, Bilderberg Conference. This is the biggest radio on the planet, folks. This is where things happen. This is the real deal. The Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. We'll be back after these messages.
is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in right now. MySpace.com/Jason Burmis if you want to get a hold of me. We're talking to Luke Radowski about the Gary Talat situation. Now, he goes out to protest Laura Bush and the fact that she parades around as a propagandist pushing her husband. It's not really his, you know, agenda. It's really an elite agenda that her husband fronts for. And he's viciously attacked by a much larger man, and you know, he's arrested for supposedly attacking his crippled daughter with cerebral palsy. They won't take the statement from an eyewitness. She literally sits there for 2+ hours in the police station. They just send her on her way. The other man was not charged with anything. And now they want him to bow down to his overlords, his masters, and become part of the system. You know, 2 years of probation, that's what we're going to give. You can report to us. We're going to be a part of your life now, Gary. Well, no thanks. He should fight this all the way through, and he should really sue for malice, because there's going to be a videotape that comes out, I pray to God, and it's going to show this guy attacking Gary Talis. I promise you, Gary Talis did not attack a crippled girl with cerebral palsy. Luke?
Yeah, and the crazy thing is the 92nd Street YMCA, the same place that assaulted Matt, the same place that I got chased out of, Zbigniew Brzezinski, is not wanting to release the actual surveillance footage of exactly what happened at that particular date. We're subpoenaing the tapes right now. We're doing everything legally possible to get those tapes, but they're denying us the tapes of exactly what happened, which just shows you that they don't want this to come out. They don't want the video of what happened that night to come out. And they offered Gary, again, 2 years probation for doing nothing, for being assaulted. And I think it's just sick and disgusting that this is happening right now. But nothing is going to stop us. We're going to fight them in court. We're going to sue them. We need your help. And nothing can stop us. Again, nothing will ever stop truth from coming out.
Well, Luke, you know, I keep getting emails and, you know, all the time, well, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And I always throw those emails to you. These guys are always like, well, I want to start something. I want to be part of a new organization, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, wearechange.org has chapters all over the country and the world. And I say, go to that website, contact Luke Radowski. He's going to give you the information you need to start an organization, a We Are Change, in your area. And I guarantee that there is 4, 5, maybe 10, 15 people that want to be part of that organization that are only a stone's throw away, literally a 15 or 20-minute drive. It's all about you becoming active, you deciding that you're not just going to sit on your duff anymore, you deciding, you know what, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, that's worth fighting for. I want to be a part of this. And you just go to wearechange.org, you throw Luke an email, and Luke, you've been just so good about creating these organizations everywhere.
It's about everybody becoming their own leaders. We don't follow anybody. We follow an idea of change, and that's what's beautiful about our organization. And we proved it today at Bilderberg when the police, when the Secret Service was bullying us today. We all gathered up together. We are a leaderless organization. We are the people. We stand together. We will not fall. We will not be divided. And we showed that today, and we stood up for our rights today, and freedom prevailed, and we are able to stand wherever we stand in this country because the Constitution allows us to do so. And we don't care what some Secret Service officer says or some spook says. It doesn't matter because the Constitution is the Constitution. Our freedom is our freedom, and nothing will be able to take that away from us.
Well, the funny thing is, Luke, it's going to be awful difficult of them to put together, say, a free speech zone, if you will, in a meeting that's not supposed to even exist or, you know, set any policy.
Exactly. And the amazing thing that also happened today, whenever the police officers were coming near us, everybody just yelled, get the cameras out, get the cameras out. And we literally had about 50 to about 40 cameras, police officers, and they looked very nervous talking to us. And they knew that they couldn't do anything illegal. They couldn't do anything against the law, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, because if they did, they would be reprimanded. They would be put on YouTube, and they would be exposed for it. And that's what's beautiful about today's society and the Internet and YouTube and us being able to document and show everybody what's really going on.
Absolutely. Godspeed, Luke. Keep it up. Keep calling in with any kind of updates. Anytime you've got something, definitely give me a ring. We'll have you back on the show. And wearechange.org is going to have a live feed. We're going to be doing stories about this all over prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. Get ready, folks. All right, let's take some callers. Let's jump to Mitch in California. Mitch, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm chomping at the bit and ready to go.
All right.
Have you guys ever thought of taking with you an old man that will blend in?
No, an old man. That will, hold over, Mitch. We'll come back after this. It is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, you're not free unless you fight for it. They want your freedoms. They want your Bill of Rights. They want your Constitution. And that's why Alex Jones is at Bilderberg right now. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
World Products now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Folks, we are back live Thursday, June 5th, 2008. And I want to remind everybody that money bomb over at InfoWars is still open until tomorrow. You know, we've made over $200,000. We're trying to put together a new TV dish network show to reach the masses, really the next step in the InfoWar. And right now we're talking to Mitch in California, and he was asking if we ever thought about bringing an old-timer along with us on one of these trips. Actually, yeah, you would be surprised, the crew that goes on some of these trips. I'm not saying it's a massive crew. It's usually a crew of about three or four people, but let's just say that the camera workers, the writers, they vary from age to age. And now with over 100 people over at Bilderberg just showing up on their own, Mitch, we're going to get a lot of video footage. I think this is going to be the most extensive coverage of a Bilderberg meeting to date.
But you know yourself, when you go out with a small crew, wouldn't you be better off having somebody inconspicuous that doesn't look like part of your crew getting audio and video with a small spy camera attached that would be feeding back and recording all this just to cover your own butts?
Let me just say without
email address off the air.
Sure. Well, I would say send that email address over to Aaron@InfoWars.com. He does go through all that. I don't want to give up too much of our setup, but let's just say we have a lot of bases covered. Thank you for the call, Mitch. Let's jump to Jay in New York. Jay, are you with me? Jay, are you with me?
Yeah, how you doing? I have a couple questions for you. In your new film, Fabled Enemies, mm-hmm. Since you're going to be documenting the Israeli spy operation mm-hmm. During 9/11, will you also be covering the AIPAC espionage scandal?
I'm not going to be covering that in length just because, you know, I'm trying to go through each country's role in 9/11. And I'm very well aware that there's been a couple spies now caught that were not only Jonathan Pollard back in the 90s, but back in 2004 they found another mole. And just recently, I think this year, they found yet another Israeli mole within, I think, the Department of Defense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New guy, Ben Abi Kaddish.
Mm-hmm. And he was working with Pollard back in the day, I believe, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year, another question. Last year, mm-hmm. it was reported that a 9/11 first responder by the name of Kevin McFadden overheard an actual demolition countdown for World Trade Center 7 from the Red Cross. My question is, is there any way to get in contact with those 9/11 tapes from the Red Cross to actually confirm that there was a, you know, a countdown?
That's something you probably have to bring up with the offices of the Red Cross. I don't know if they would have those tapes. I think the only tapes that are public are the actual cop-to-cop responses. In other words, those audio tapes are available. We played a little bit about the vans and the mural vans yesterday. Kevin McFadden is going to be featured in Alex Jones' new film, The 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, and you're going to get to hear that whole thing about the countdown and everything in his interview. I'm not quite sure if we can get a hold of those tapes. I'd love them. You know, hey, that's why we have these info warriors out there covering every single different angle, because we can't do it all.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jay. All right, let's go to Don in Texas. Don, are you with me?
Well, hi there. You there?
Absolutely.
Good deal. Well, say, I was calling about something a little bit off the topic, but it's the where they raided the what they claim was Mormons in West Texas
mm-hmm.
and took all their kids, you know, 450 kids or something, you know, kidnapped them. And I was reading, you know, the American Free Press.
Mm-hmm.
I read an article in it that stated that the reason they did that, the information, in large part, was, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL were, you know, as they did in a, you know, Waco and Dennis Wheat, you know, some of the other cases, that they, because the law enforcement appears to give them credibility about whether they're fanciful or, you know, just to make, if they make up things. And the Mormons are famous for the research and worldwide contacts they had. To have, it's like Bobby Fischer, you know, the chess player that was killed.
Mm-hmm.
He was contemplating producing a tell-all, a two-volume set, you know, and he was extinguished. And that the reason they did that was not because they wanted to be nice to kids, which they, you know, you heard about that case, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
A little bit, yes.
Well, they took all these kids and yanked them away from their mothers and went around and they were going, they didn't waterboard them, but they used pretty heavy-handed techniques to force them to make false, you know, saying they were raped when they were 12 years old or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no evidence. They had to take them all back because there was no concrete evidence at all. They couldn't even coerce the children to make false reports. You didn't know much about that.
No, I didn't. We'll have to look into that. Don, thank you for the call. I got to jump to the next one. Let's go to Joseph in Illinois. Maybe this is another urban warfare drill call. It could be something different. But that urban warfare drill going out there, it's there to train the troops for a domestic takeover. Yes, Joseph.
Okay, I have some information pertaining to a possible war with Iran.
All right, let's hear it.
I am a member of the United States Navy Delayed Entry Program. I'm going to get out
mm-hmm.
because I don't agree with what's going on,
mm-hmm.
but I've been told by numerous National Guardsmen, reservists, special operations, that the rest of the National Guardians are to be activated this month, and there's already a giant buildup in Afghanistan with 5,000 Marines going over there,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that there probably will be a draft if we decide to go ahead and get the green light.
So we're going to have conscription in this country now.
Huh?
We're going to have conscription again in this country now.
I really wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I was told I'm not supposed to say this information, but I'm jumping the gun saying it because it needs to get told.
Absolutely, especially if they're going to send our National Guardsmen over there. I mean, that's another thing that has really bothered me about all this this war we've had. You know, I almost joined the National Guard. I took the ASVAB test with my buddy. My buddy did end up joining. You know, he thought this was going to be to pay for college. This is way back in 99. And he ended up having to spend 6 months in Iraq, folks. He got blown up in a tank, lost a hearing in one ear. The experience changed him tremendously. Before he went to Iraq, he was running duty over at airports. And if that terrorism threat was real, yeah, I can see that. The National Guard are there to protect the states, not to go overseas to fight wars. But that's what they're changing them into. They're changing them into regular military personnel, regular army. And they want them over there because they need them over there because they need the numbers, because less and less people are buying into this and the recruiters are having trouble getting soldiers, correct?
Yes, they're giving away $40,000 bonuses just to get people.
Absolutely. Well, that's what they're telling them, to sign your entire soul over. Even though we had a debunker a few weeks back, one of the guys that hates Loose Change or whatever, and he had gotten called into his office for a checkup. He wasn't due for another checkup for 5 years. He was kind of suspicious about it. He passes the checkup with flying colors, and then they stamp his paperwork saying RFID, and they chip him the next week, and he couldn't do anything about it except for if he had wanted to leave the military. I mean, they could have court-martialed him. They could have thrown him in military prison. They could have put him in the brig, the whole nine. So, you know, they're chipping our military. That's another incentive not to join, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I didn't even hear about that.
Well, just type it in. Type in unsecured coins, RFID chip, or you can go to loosechange901.com. We did a big story about it. It's back in the archives about 2 or 3 weeks. You can see his paperwork. It's unbelievable. They're chipping military personnel without their consent. There is no consent. The military owns you when you sign on the dotted line. Thank you for that information.
Hey, I got one more thing to say. All
right, go ahead. Spit it out.
Okay, if you look at the location of where Iran is and you see Afghanistan and Israel,
mm-hmm.
that looks like the prime position for a pincer attack.
You know, and not only that, but if you look at where Iraq and Afghanistan are in relation to Iran, it surrounds it. You know, it's on either side, and it really looks like they're ready to do this. You know, I know Daniel Estulon was on yesterday. He doesn't agree with me, but I think they want to go into Iran in the worst way. Thank you, Joseph. All right, let's jump to Lee in Oklahoma. Lee, are you with me?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I MySpaced you yesterday telling you that asking to be your friend, telling you I had an anti-vaccination MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
I am so concerned about this vaccine thing and have been against vaccines for about 25 years. But after hearing Rima Labo and General Stubblebine on the radio yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Been doing some research into her stuff, and I would like to encourage everybody to go to her website, helpfreedomusa.org.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's fighting Codex Alimentarius. But I got an email alert from her today saying that we only had 5 days to stop the legislation in New York that is making vaccination compulsory with no exemptions in New York. So that really upsets me because I have some unvaccinated family members and I want to keep them that way. And after what they did to New Jersey and Maryland and New York, it's coming this way.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're trying to change their color of law to mandatory so that they can put your parents in prison if you dare not vaccinate your children. But why would you want to poison these kids? I mean, mercury is not good for you. God knows what else they have. They've been caught putting SV40 in the vaccine, simian virus 40.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny says there's over 100, I'm quoting her, I hope I get this right,
mm-hmm.
There's over 100 organisms in the vaccines, including, and Alex says this all the time, including many cancer organisms. And if they carry off vaccinating like they say they're going to, we're not going to have to worry about World War III. We're all going to be dead. You cannot inject nothing but animal blood, animal DNA, heavy metals, poison, formaldehyde. There's nothing good in vaccines. They are not fairy dust. I wish people would get this through their head. It's not a good thing.
I'm with you. You know, one of the big things for me, back in the day when I was, you know, just on the fringe, I guess, I hadn't made Loose Change. I was just working regular jobs. This is back in 03, and I was still running my mouth. One of the people I was working with, my boss actually, He's like, yeah, my kids had a terrorism drill at school today. They were all loaded onto a bus. They were taken to the local sheriff's department. In other words, that's a local detention center. It's where, you know, they got a little cell for probably about 100, 150 people. And they brought them on there, and as they got off the bus, they took mock vaccinations. In other words, yeah, it's great. They just train you right there. I mean, literally, get in a line, you're getting off the bus, and then they would dot you. Instead of actually pricking you, it would be like a little marker dot. And that was to get you ready to take a vaccination right off the bus into your internment camp. And these are kids that are like, I don't know, they're less than 12 years old. This was kindergarten to sixth grade.
Brainwashing.
And the thing was that really worried me about it, my boss's wife, another person that I had worked with, she was like, well, it's something they're going to have to deal with in their lifetime. And she was telling her kid this, and I'm like, listen, what you should have told your kid is don't get on the bus. Call me. I'm going to come pick you up and forget about it. I'm like, you're signing a death sentence for your child. You are literally signing a death sentence. A death sentence. And not a pleasant death either. Probably a long, drawn-out one. Thank you for the call, Lee.
Very long.
Yeah, it's gross. It is just disgusting. And you don't think they're doing this stuff? They're doing it. All right, I got another friend I grew up with. I'm going to be seeing at a wedding I'm going to in a couple weeks. And she's a teacher. I got a lot of friends that are teachers that have made the jump into schools. You know, her mom was the school nurse. Her sister was actually a local news reporter. Anyway, she goes into this new classroom. She's been teaching there for an entire year, and she decides to do summer school. Or it wasn't even summer school time yet, I don't think. I think it was softball season, so it was just before summer. And she's sitting there getting changed, and she notices in like one of these columns that have those places where you plug things in, that there was a hollow spot in one of the plugs. And she looked at the hollow spot, and there was a camera right there. And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. So she got spooked. She brought her mother in. Her mother came in. They decided to put a Post-it label over the camera. Now, the next day she comes into class, she takes the Post-it label off, camera's gone. Now, she was very, very concerned about this, so she brought her mother into the superintendent's office with her. And she said, look, I'm not crazy. There was a camera in my classroom. And the superintendent's like, well, you know, I can explain that. Oh, he knows. He knows they've been spying on her. And he said, well, the thing was that the teacher who had that classroom last year got robbed a couple times, so we put that camera in to make sure that nobody was stealing. And then she's like, well, why didn't you tell me? And he's like, oh, we didn't think it was necessary to tell you because we don't ever have it turned on. And she's like, well, if you don't ever have it turned on, then how did you know to take it out when I put a Post-it note over it? You didn't have an answer for that. The truth of the matter is, there are hidden cameras in our schools for our children right now. Right now. A lot of them are in the bathrooms. There is no privacy anymore. This is where she goes and changes. And in this classroom after hours, and they've got a hidden camera on her they don't even tell her about? Who's watching this thing? Is it the superintendent? Is it his lackey? Is it the janitorial staff? Is it everybody? Is everybody getting a big kick out of this? It's the new surveillance society, folks, and it makes me sick. It makes me ill. And I just thank God that there are people like Alex Jones out there that are challenging this system, that there are people like Luke Radowski out there that literally just drove, you know, 5-6 hours from Manhattan, New York City, to get down to Virginia to protest these guys, to get film of these elitists, to let us know who the Bilderberg Group is. What are they doing in there? Well, they're setting world policy. They're setting the stage for a global government. That's what they're doing over there. All right, let's jump to one more call before the break. Let's go to Chris in Kansas. Chris, are you with us?
Yeah, bud. How you doing, my brother?
Good.
Hey, I'll touch on a couple things real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Gulf War era vet. After receiving 17 vaccinations my fifth day in basic training at Fort Dix back in February '91, I'd come down with chicken pox. That's what they said anyway. Told me I had a 50-50 shot of living.
So, oh, from the chicken pox, that's nice.
Me there. I was in quarantine 3 weeks, high fever.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm disabled. I'm 36 now. And my whole body, you know, I've got a lot of neurological problems and so forth. But You know, just to touch on that, schools, something real interesting real quick. I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio, and I'd went home about 2 years ago, and my middle school, my elementary school, and part of the high school had been torn down. I asked my dad, I said, well, when did they, build new schools? And he said, oh, yeah, the government paid for it. They got cameras in every classroom. And then I started talking to one of my friends who had their kids in the school system, and they can go on the internet and watch their kids in the classroom. I mean, total 1984.
That's totally crazy. And it's true. We've been acclimated for it, man.
Everybody
thinks it's going to be cool.
I call a local radio show about all the cameras going up everywhere, and they act like I'm crazy.
Yeah, you're actually the same one, brother.
One last thing I'd like to just tell the American people, and God bless you and Alex and everyone else. That's gotten the word out, and I've tried my best. You know, 3-5% won the Revolutionary War.
All right, man, we got to jump, but I thank you, man. I thank you for the call, and we're going to be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Hi, my name is William Lewis, and if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years, 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am and wondering, what else have they done and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I better put this out there. During one of the segments, someone tried calling me from the Westfield Marriott over at the Bilderberg Conference, and I waited till the break. I waited till about 90 seconds after I'd gotten the call. I got the front desk, and they couldn't help me. So, like I said, our prayers are with Alex right now. Let's hope that he hasn't been detained. I tried to get a hold of him through a separate number, and I was unable to. So God knows what's happening out there. Let's support him. I got Bob Chapman coming up at the top of the hour to talk the economy, but I'm going to take a few more calls in this little segment I have left. All right, let's go to a real scumbag, somebody who has sold out humanity time and time again. Let's go to Troy in West Virginia posing as Mike the EMT. Troy, you there?
Yeah, I just tuned into your old comedy show, and when I did, you had some caller talking about Kevin McFadden and the countdown.
And McFadden is his name. McFadden. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. It actually happened. Yeah, it's called reality. Actually, it's just like it's just like the
no
two. Was there two people in the building who got blown up, Troy?
There was
that
no
a,
countdown.
Is that a fantasy? I'm wondering. Is that a fantasy too, Troy? The two people that were blown up in Building 7. That's a fantasy.
There was no countdown.
So you don't want to address the two people blown up, but you're just going to say there's no countdown. You weren't
there.
Two people blown up.
Who was blown up?
Michael Hess and Barry Jennings.
No, they weren't.
Absolutely were.
No,
it's even in the FEMA report, you dummy.
No, they weren't.
You know what's so great about you, Troy? You know what's so great? You can just deny everything that is reality.
Right, you're wrong.
You know, I've tried to reach out to this guy. You've done so much research, too. How many times
you
hold on. How many times you left West Virginia?
You still think there were squibs. There were
of
no
course
squibs.
There were squibs.
I heard you.
Yeah, you heard me yesterday. I described it. And that guy actually called in and apologized for the way that he's been addressing me.
I think he's foolish for doing that.
How dare he address a human being like another human being?
That.
Listen, I know that you're less than human. I know that.
Squibs.
Listen, I get
squibs.
It, man. The only thing that you're
squibs.
Worried about is you and your own. All right? You know, the one admirable thing about you is I believe that you probably take care of your kids, which is, tops. I mean, family comes first, but you need to wake up into reality, man. That's the bottom line.
I'm
you just make up whatever you want.
I know what a squib is.
Oh, you do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you're part of a demolition squad.
Not a poof of air that goes straight.
No, you're
out.
A part of a demolition squad now.
Are you a part of a demolition squad?
I don't have to be. I've
How
been talking to physicists.
How many people on demolition squad agree with me? How many people on demolition squads agree with you?
Well, I know
Jesse Ventura recently.
Yeah. Okay, Jesse Ventura is one of those people. Hold on. And on Building 7, we have Danny Juwanko, who has never recanted. In fact, he's been called several times afterwards that says Building 7 is a controlled demolition. Listen, the molten metal didn't create itself, Troy. It didn't happen. By itself. It didn't happen from jet fuel fires, okay? And their official version of the beams got so hot that they weakened and it fell because it was 1,500 to 1,800 degrees on those floors is nonsense. You cannot have a human being in 1,800 degree temperatures. Can we agree on that? Jump into an 1,800 degree fire, Troy. That'll be great for all of us.
You make pizzas for a living.
No, that was my side job, big guy. Listen, I'm sorry if I worked for a living. I'm sorry if I did put in 60 hours a week, if I had a day job and a night job. No, excuse me.
Baking pizzas. Uh-huh. It doesn't make you an expert on the physics.
Listen, I didn't make 80 hours a week. I was a graphic designer. I've been to college. I'm not a dummy. I know that you and your little southern accent think you're a smart guy. We're going to have to let you go because I have real people to talk to. But, there he goes. He's just going to sell out humanity, deny everything that we've put out there. It doesn't matter that two people were blown up in Building 7 and it's well documented. It's in Loose Change Final Cut for free. Troy's going to make up whatever he wants to. It's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Be back after the break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Herbal Love.